everybody. Welcome back to the Reality Check podcast. Kyle Enright, Nate Metzner in the booth once again after a three-month hiatus. We've been very busy, but we are back in here talking Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, and Big Brother. Nate, how have you been the last 3 months?
I have been great, so busy, have really missed the Reality Check podcast. I'm so excited to be back here today.
It was kind of like we let a little piece of our lives go for 3 months.
It was nice to be back. I love being back here.
Let's get right to it. Let's just touch briefly on The Bachelorette. Obviously, you know, Caitlin and Sean not tying the knot necessarily, but Sean coming out on top at the end of The Bachelorette. But you have some thoughts on Nick and Caitlin's proposal.
Mm-hmm. First off, we both called Sean winning, so high five for us. Also, I just think, Kyle, as a man, if you were in Nick's position, how do you feel knowing Caitlin knew in her heart she was picking Sean, but she let you go all the way to get down on one knee and propose? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know when we saw the the home dates, it really seemed like Caitlin kind of fit in with Nick's family very well.
Yeah.
Obviously, that could be very misleading, and I kind of felt bad for Nick. I know he's a snake, but kind of felt bad for him because, I mean, he's like crying and like they were genuine tears.
Yeah, I felt bad too. And I'm like, man, that's the second time this has happened on national TV.
Yeah. And it was very, I wouldn't say hard to watch, but when he pulled the ring out of his suit pocket and then she basically said, like, don't, like, just hold it. And he was like, okay.
That was a little bit,
I kind of feel for the guy.
I think, like, as a woman too, like Andy did, I wouldn't have let him. I would have told him earlier in the day so he didn't have to go through actually getting down on one knee, because that takes a lot to get down on your knee.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you do yourself all up and you're all, you know, it's obviously shaking. He's got to walk down that treacherous, wet tile alleyway.
Why is it always wet there?
I know. I don't understand why they don't. Just safety precautions. but she did pick Sean. And obviously, we both picked him. We thought he was the best guy for her. If you've been following them on Snapchat,
yes,
at SnapbackBean, they have spent every waking second together since that happened.
Every day. And I mean, I kind of love them. I'm not a big fan of her, but I love them together. And I hope it works out.
They're jumping into it quick because a lot of the stuff they're doing is like family stuff.
Very
like,
family oriented.
We're seeing these 200 second Snapchat stories where they're, going to, some niece's birthday or something.
Yep.
So, happy for them. Happy it worked out, because I know Sean was definitely, that whole season, very skeptical.
Yep.
Especially after the whole Nick and Caitlin fiasco with the overnight date.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I'm glad it worked out for them. And nice to see that they, found what they were looking for when they came on the show.
Are you excited for the new Bachelor?
Yes, Ben H.
I'm so excited.
We could have called it. You have to put him on there. He definitely got the short end of the stick with those last three.
Yeah.
It was never really close, unfortunately for him.
I think he's way too out of her league in like the nicest way. Like to me, he's so, she seems like she's like wild and party, and he's just very well like put together.
Yeah, he seems very like put down and very just mellow, down to earth.
Yeah.
He's also 26, am I right?
26? Very young. Very young.
Maybe like one of the youngest bachelors.
Yeah.
25 women going after this.
I wonder if that'll cause some like controversy, because it is like he's young. A lot of people will be like, is he even ready?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that 34-year-old
bachelorette <Sick.
laughs> person to come on and chase after a guy who's almost 10 years older than.
Oh, hey.
So obviously after Bachelor, we jump into Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
Another dramatic season.
Oh, so dramatic.
Highlights for you?
Every second of it. You know what? I'm going to be honest. This might sound mean, but like the whole Joe-Julia scandal where he played Julia just to wait for Samantha, but then Samantha comes and plays Joe the exact same way.
Karma.
I was loving it. I'm like, you 1,000% deserve that. But I also don't think Samantha deserved to be standing there in the end. Because
I never liked Joe. Even from Caitlin's season?
As soon as Caitlin broke up with him on that season, like a flip of a switch, and he was crazy.
He did the whole storm off thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Poor Julia, too, just because, she's such a nice. She was so nice. She's a kid.
She was nice. Mr. Villain, JJ.
Yeah.
Redeemed himself huge, which I loved. I love every picture of him and his child on Instagram. I think they're so cute.
He's still the Clint villain to me.
He's not a villain anymore.
Redeem yourself. Now, the biggest thing on this show was Kirk and Carly.
Yeah.
Obviously, a bit of a lead on in a huge way. I mean, they were hitting it off from the first episode all the way through.
Okay. In Kirk's defense, I'm going to defend Kirk. I'm sorry, listeners who disagree with me. But, like, she was... I don't know how long the filming of the show is. Some people have said 3 weeks only. I don't know
how,
if it's six, three, seven, whatever. Regardless, this girl is talking about, oh my gosh, I want you to be the father of my children. Like, that's scary for someone to hear, I think.
Yeah.
Especially someone you've only known for, if it is 3 weeks, and you're already dropping the I want you to have my children bomb.
Is there a argument to be said, though, for those people that believe in soulmates, though? Because I think that... I don't think it was right for her to drop that bomb on him that fast, but maybe when you know, you know.
I understand that, but I think, too, at the same time, like, I think he was genuine, and I think he did lay it out for her and out of respect and said, listen, you're way ahead of where I am, and I just need to, like, take a step back. Like, I think he could have said, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit and just take this slower and maybe not broken off the whole thing. So I don't know, like, exactly where his head was at, but I don't know. Everyone, I think, made him out to be way worse of an individual than he actually is.
Yeah. I mean, in no way, shape, or form is leading someone on a good idea.
No.
Absolutely don't condone that. Yeah. We don't condone that here on the Real
Life
Podcast. But I think, no, you said it, genuine. I don't think it's right, as in the same frame of mind, to not tell someone straight up, I'm not into this anymore. This is going too fast, too quick.
Exactly.
Because would you want somebody to, like, play along and then just break your heart 3 weeks later? Like, no, that's stupid.
No, and the longer you're going on with it, then the longer that person that is attached is going to get more attached, and it's going to be way worse in the end.
I had a bit of a problem with, I know they went on after Paradise, and... Carly and Kirk are sitting together, and Carly looks at Kirk and goes, guys need to just stop doing this. Like, guys out there, just please stop doing this.
Yeah, not okay with that.
I get it. You're heartbroken, but there's something to be said for honesty. So, you know, I'm sorry that you got your heart broken on national television, but...
But you're taking that risk when you go on a reality dating show.
Yeah, and you also are taking a huge risk if you drop I want you to meet my family, let's get married, I want kids, like, in 3 weeks. That's
and then completely
a huge
says,
step.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it just really irritated me. I don't really like Carly to begin with, so I wasn't like, yeah, Team Carly. I thought Kirk could maybe have picked someone else.
Yeah, I guess at the same time, though, if I put myself in Carly's shoes and you look at, like, I mean, they did everything together on that show. There was no chance for any... one else.
But
really,
that's the thing.
The
do you think
them.
Maybe Kirk wanted to, like, go and explore some other options, but, like, just felt super tied down and, like...
Yeah, I know. That's interesting you bring that up.
To me,
definitely
she seems...
felt tied down.
Yeah,
sure.
To me, she seems very... not controlling, but, what's that word? Like, authoritative or whatever. That's not the right word at all, but, like...
We'll use it.
Yeah, we'll use it, like, over him. Like, he couldn't step away from her for 10 seconds.
Yeah. He was definitely
I'm gonna tell
down.
You me and Kirk are Facebook friends, so
really,
yeah, after like his season a long time ago.
I'm still waiting for confirmation on Meg Malley's Instagram from Big Brother.
Oh my gosh.
I know she has her phone back, so come on.
Clay also accepted me, and Johnny Mac follows me on Instagram, so power
of
the people.
We have a lot to do in the Big Brother friends thing. Okay, so I mean, obviously now that Big Brother is
in full swing,
okay, go.
Congratulations to Jaden Tanner on their engagement.
Right, congratulations, Jaden Tanner, on their engagement.
We think they're going to last.
That was great, because at the beginning, Tanner was like, oh, Jade. Like, it's got to be Jade. He went right for her right away. Good for her.
Good move.
And also good for Tanner for not putting Jade's past, which threw Chris right off.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for Tanner.
Yeah. They're cute. I think they're going to make it. And
before
I also,
Sean and Caitlin?
Yeah, I think so. And I also think that having After Paradise was a fantastic idea, because Jenny Mullins is hilarious.
I find that After Paradise thing, like,
oh, I loved
I don't know
it.
Why you gotta sit Carly and Kirk together.
Dramatic
again.
Effect.
Like, that's the last person she wants to
Dramatic
see.
Effect. She needs to get over it and deal with it. Whatever, Carly, how old are you? 29? Come on. And she wrote a song about it, and I'm not...
She did.
I'm not going to speak of the song.
Blindsided was the name
yeah,
of the song.
Blindsided, colon, a song for Kirk. I died. I listened to it. I couldn't...
Poor guy. Like,
well,
wow.
What does that mean? Like, stop. He didn't do anything that bad. You're just taking it way out of proportion.
Jumped into the pond and tried to force him to come with you.
Yeah, so sorry, not sorry, Carly.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. Writing a song about somebody after a TV show, like, it's so, wow.
Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it. I don't think I want to hear
it. I think you should listen to it. I listened to about 45 seconds of it, and I had to turn it off.
She's a good singer, though. Better than Ian.
Yeah, yeah, she is
better than Ian.
Better than
Ian one time.
Better than Ian.
Yeah.
All right, Big Brother.
Big Brother's huge right now.
Do it.
I know that the last time we left off with Big Brother, it was very early in the season.
Yes, it
Jason
was
still on the show.
I feel like everyone was still on the show.
But I'm happy to say my pick is still alive and very well. Vanessa absolutely massacring the competition.
Yeah, I don't.
I love Vanessa. For 1 hour every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I am enthralled by her gameplay.
Okay, but I need to just say she's a fantastic player. But, like, I'm so irritated with every time someone tries to talk to her, she takes it as an attack and just cries. Like, why are you crying every 10 seconds?
It could be a game.
No, but when James was trying to talk to her, like, it was nothing, like, confrontational at all. And she's like, why are you accusing me of this? And, like, crying. It was just so bizarre.
She, every time anyone wins anything, whether it be a veto, an HOH, mm-hmm. she has an immediate suggestion and an immediate...
I wonder if she sleeps
on anyone,
or does she just literally
anything.
Stay up all night thinking about what to do next?
The best moment so far for me this season was when Steve won HOH, comes in, and Vanessa's like, what are you thinking? He goes, I'm thinking twins. She's like, no, Austin and Liz. He's like, okay.
I know, but everyone's just,
just like completely changed
yeah.
everything he was thinking about.
Oh my gosh. I think it was great to break the twins up finally, because I can't handle either of them, but like one is better than two.
I don't understand, and I'm curious to see your thoughts on this because we haven't talked about this, why you keep Liz. Very curious to know why you keep Liz. I think they should have voted her out and kept Julia because she's a way weaker player.
Yeah.
If you put her on the block, she's not going to make it. And then you completely eliminate Austin's alliance.
And I also think it would have been better in Austin's benefit to have gotten rid of Liz now, because then if he follows through with his whole two-player deal with Vanessa, it wouldn't be like awkward, like, oh, why didn't you bring me? I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah, he could play like an individualistic game, because right now he's got his hands tied.
Oh,
because he's got the whole, like, I know we've seen it all the time when he's in the diary room, like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about that money, but I also have my girlfriend. But I need to play.
Okay,
you know,
but
Judas
he also has
this.
A girlfriend at home.
Yeah.
How do you have? Yeah. How does he, of all people, have two girlfriends? Gross.
I'm not an Austin fan.
An Austin fan at all. And like, I feel like Liz isn't an Austin fan either, because her and Julia were making fun of him.
Yeah, on the hammock.
On the hammock about how he kisses. Then in the bedroom, they were putting on his Judas hat and like making fun of him. I don't think she really even likes him.
But then Julia went out with Julie. After she got eliminated.
I know.
And said, like, oh, they'll definitely make it to Christmas. They'll definitely, you know.
Yeah, he could potentially be my brother-in-law. Ooh. How would you feel being his girlfriend at home? And, like, you're watching this live every week, and then you're just watching
your
boyfriend.
Tune in every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday to watch your heart break a little bit more.
Yeah, like, you're sitting there watching your boyfriend now be with somebody else, and he officially hasn't broken up with you yet.
I know, it's weird. It's a weird situation.
I'd be a little bit, because like, I'm just picturing what kind of girl Austin would date. I'm thinking like maybe female wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be terrified if I was Liz.
Yeah.
Look out, girl.
So have we hit any surprises, do you think, in these final five? Like, is there anybody that you did not expect to make it this far?
I didn't expect Liz to be this far, to be
honest
with you.
She's a good player. She's won 3 HOHs.
I know.
The only one who's won more is Vanessa. She's won 4.
I know, but I think I just don't like her. I don't know what it is. And I'm kind of shocked that Steve is still around.
Steve is played the I'm the
floater.
Innocent guy.
Yeah.
I've never kissed a girl. I'm a mommy's boy so well
mm-hmm.
that it's gotten him far.
But I don't think it's really an act.
He's
I
on
think
the block
that's
now,
actually.
But were you surprised by that block nomination?
Yeah.
I thought it was totally going to be J-Mac and Liz. totally thought it was going to be
okay,
Jay Mack.
Okay, I'm very angry that Johnny Mack's on the block because Vanessa had a deal with him, and it irritates me because I love Johnny Mack.
Deals are out the window now.
I know, but I think in Vanessa's, I think she should have put up Austin and Liz because Steve and Johnny Mack are like wrapped around her finger.
Yeah, I don't know why the Austin. I mean, I thought Jay Mack was going to go up just sort of as a pawn. And it was going to be J-Mac and Liz and then throw Austin up there as a backdoor because they have the numbers to win the veto, right? They have 3-2.
Yeah. Okay, but now I'm confused because it's been so long since I watched the show. There's 5 of them. Are they all competing now in the veto? They all compete, I think, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why they brought in that guest host or whatever last week to host it. Okay, yeah. That's going to be intense.
Yeah.
And who do you think replacement nom will be if one of them's off?
Well, that's why I don't understand why Liz didn't go up, because then you have both of them on the block, right?
It's true. I would have, if that was her plan, you should
backdoor Austin.
Yeah.
Should have backdoored Austin a month ago.
He had like never been nominated
on
the
block. His first block was last week.
That's outrageous. Oh, man.
He's playing a really annoying game. And also, like, it just drove me nuts when he won the veto last week and he was like going like super celebration mode and... Like
that was a hard competition. That bowling one.
That was a hard competition. Actually, the one, the HOH on Sunday night, doing the egg and like twirling it between the
Did you see Johnny Mack's fingers? They were like all cut up.
Oh, that would be... If I was Liz, I would have totally...
What did you think of the luxury prize? Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah, Frankie is...
Out of this world.
A bit much.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I would have never picked those wigs for myself. And Austin was really creepy when he made that comment about Liz being dressed as that woman. I'm
Austin's
like,
just...
He just creeps me out.
The only thing I keep thinking about Frankie is when Zingbot came in last season and said that he had a nice tan and he wondered how he got any sun living in his sister's shadow.
Yeah, it was amazing. I love the Zingbot. I wish it came back more.
So who wins the veto on Wednesday?
Oh, man.
You gotta know that both are going all out.
I know. I'm feeling Johnny Mack's going to win.
If it's physical, Johnny Mack for sure.
Johnny Mack's really good at physical competitions.
He is good.
He's literally quit every time because he's thinking, hey, like, I...
Yeah, he gets to the end and then he throws it in the end. Yeah.
I think he has a good chance.
If it's mental, though, Steve is buckets with the mental ones.
Okay, but then, so say Steve takes himself off and say Austin goes up. Who votes? So...
Well, then I think Austin's going home.
I hope so. But how, though? Because it's just Steve and Liz that's voting, isn't it?
Well, no. Then obviously Vanessa would have to do the
tiebreaker. Yeah, the swing. But I think she'd take out Johnny Mack.
Yeah, that's going
to
be interesting.
Oh, man. We're getting down to so little people that, like, now... I love when HOHs are the swing vote. Because you never know which way it's going to go.
Yeah. And like I said before, these deals are out now. Like, making deals is stupid at this point in the game.
Who do you think... Right now, who do you think jury would vote for to win?
Ooh. And jury right now is Becky, Meg, Shelly, James, Jackie.
Yeah. James is probably loving it. All five girls in there.
That is a tough question. You know what? Definitely not Vanessa.
No, everyone's really mad at her.
They would not vote for her.
But I think that they think she's a great game player.
I think they all like Johnny Mack, to be honest with you.
They do too. Yeah, I agree with that.
Meg and Johnny Mack weren't... I mean, they were kind of tight.
But yeah, they're Becky and Johnny Mack were.
Yep.
James and Johnny Mack were. Shelly loves Johnny Mack. And Shelly loves Steve. So Shelly's like, I feel like either one of those two.
Yeah, Johnny Mack, honestly, like, he could totally win this thing.
I hope he does win. I love him.
What, like, and what a road to get to where he is.
Especially because
he
was kicked out.
Yeah, he was kicked out, came back.
Yep.
He's been on the block 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Hasn't won an HOH yet, though.
I know. Yeah, and how Vanessa's, like, manipulating them, being like, I know you would take Johnny Mack over me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they actually would.
Yeah, the ultimate worst thing for anybody in the house right now is if Austin or Liz gets in power, because they'll work together and be stupid, and these showmances drive me nuts on the show.
I think that the jury doesn't really like Austin and Liz. Oh, Julia's there now, though.
And Julia's there, yeah.
Forgot. But yeah, I don't really think they like Austin and Liz, because they've just been, like, only faithful to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think...
I wish they had another... I mean, obviously it's too late in the season, but I wish they had another opportunity for another jury member to come back into the house.
I know.
Do
you think Shelly and Claire are going to make it when this is over? Speaking of 10 years older.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
They seemed pretty legitimate, to be honest. Like, Austin and Liz get a totally different couple vibe from them than I do with Shelley and Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Austin seems like he's, like, the forceful kind of guy. Like, he's sort of, like, forcing this relationship and kind of like, yeah, you're my girlfriend, just so you know. Just want to remind you that you're my girlfriend kind of thing. And Liz is sort of like, yeah, okay, whatever. Shelley and Clay, that was totally, like, Shelley wanted to be around Clay all the time, right?
Yeah. He seems like such a genuine guy, like a Southern charmer. And they're very, like, Southern together. I think it's...
Yep.
I hope it works out. I can't wait to see. I'm sure Clay will be on the after show, like the finale night, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be, you know what? I think Johnny Mac's going to win the veto on Wednesday. I kind of hope he does. I haven't really been rooting for him that much.
I hope he does.
But I kind of hope he does. I mean, I've been all in on Vanessa since day one, and I just love her game.
Yeah.
She, like, you can tell that the poker player advantage is totally working.
I can't wait for her to disclose that she's a poker player. But I feel like that hasn't even really helped her. You know what I mean? Like, she hasn't really used...
Oh, I think completely the opposite.
Really?
I think that has totally elevated her game.
Oh.
Like, I mean, you think about it. When you're playing poker, I mean, you can't give anything away. You got to keep a straight face. You got to put an act on.
That's true. Yeah,
You know what? A lot of those crying sessions that she has, I don't know if all of those are
real.
So real.
She also... always wears sunglasses when she's having an intense conversation with people.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I know.
That's brilliant. Vanessa is...
she's good.
Like, she could think her way to the end.
Yeah. She probably already has.
She's thinking, like, two moves ahead.
I think she's already thought her way to the end.
She's, like, 2-3 moves ahead of everybody.
But, like, no one ever wants to go against her. Have you noticed that? Like, she's never really been a target, and anyone's target she was, they are now gone.
Yeah, she's been on the block. For as much as people don't like her, she's been on the block minimal times.
Yeah.
I think people have also made the mistake of saying, like, oh, we'll get her next week, we'll get her next week, we'll get her next week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here we are, right near the end of the summer, with, like, 3 weeks to go, and she's in a pretty dominant position.
I think she's scary. Like, I feel like people don't want to get in her way.
Yeah, like I said before, she's won 4 HOHs as well, so she can do them all. Austin's like a one-trick pony. It's got to be physical.
Ugh, he's
like,
sick.
He's dumb. Like, he just he just isn't smart enough to win the mental ones.
I also loved how, like, Julia, they're doing the twirling competition, and Vanessa, like, in her ear being like, you're going to pick Austin,
amazing.
Right?
Amazing.
She goes up. She's like, I don't know. Like, you could tell she had zero plan to pick Austin.
She also had no idea what Vanessa was even telling her.
I know. It's
she
hilarious.
She's like, oh, Vanessa's smart. I'll go with that.
Yeah. This is so funny.
Austin's like, why are you picking me?
Yeah, they were so angry. Whatever. Play for yourself. I think it's hilarious.
So, prediction? Who's going to win?
I don't know. It's so hard. I think Vanessa or Johnny Mac will win.
Johnny Mac would be a heck of a story.
Yeah, it'd be great. Like, you evicted, you're back in, you're killing it.
Yeah, it'll be well, you know what? It'll be really interesting to see how these HOHs play out, because that's where all the strategy comes in with these HOHs, right? Like, they need to be, if they're physical, certain people can win.
Yeah.
If they're mental, certain people can win.
Didn't they also say this was a double eviction again this week?
That would be crazy.
I feel like that's what she said. Like, the house guests don't know, but there's, like, a secret
really
eviction. Maybe I dreamt it because I want it to happen, but I think it really
just
happened.
Wish for it really bad. Maybe Julie Chen will make it come true.
Julie Chen, what a girl.
No, I think you're totally right. I think Vanessa's got this in the bag, really.
But it all comes down to jury, so it really depends on who the final two are and
on who's pissed more people off.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's the good thing about James is he's in jury, because he wouldn't have got a lot of votes. He ticked a lot of people off, especially Shelley.
Yes, but jury's kind of in his favor. Meg's there, Becky's there,
yep.
Jackie's there. They were all Team James.
Secretly kind of wanted James and Meg to, like, be a thing.
Oh, that would never happen. Secretly, Kyle wants to go on Gronk's cruise with Meg. So, Meg,
yes.
If you're listening,
oh,
Kyle would
man.
Love to be your date.
I can't believe Meg won that trip. Gronk, like, for
you,
3 days, going to his private island with his brothers and his dad on a private ship.
Gronk.
It's expensive to go on that trip.
I know, you looked fine.
I've looked into it heavily.
Kyle's on the waiting list to hear back.
I'm also on the waiting list with Meg Malley, so... trying to get this Instagram confirmation.
Do you think they have their phones back now, though? I don't know if they do. They're still technically on
the
show.
I'm still gray bars requested.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to actually go and try to follow her now and see if she accepts me before she accepts you.
That'd be devastating for both my self-esteem
viewers,
and my personal confidence.
Don't you think Kyle should apply for Big Brother Canada? Because I do.
You're like the ninth person who's told me
that. I know.
That.
I think you should do it.
Do you think I'd be a good player on Big Brother?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think you could just, like, wheel all the girls and they'd all just like
you. Wow.
No, not like that. I think you could just, like, manipulate them into, like, never voting for you.
Jeez.
And I think you have good gameplay. And it's the Canadian version, so.
I knew a guy who went on the Canadian
I think
one.
You should do it.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a whirl.
I'm going to start a hashtag for
just
you.
Just tell my dad, hey, I'm going to throw this sports journalism career out the window
just,
briefly.
Just
I'm going to go on a game show.
You're going to put on hold for 3 months, and you're back.
I'm going to go in a house with no communication to the outside world, try and win a game for $500,000.
Me and you should go on together and pretend we don't know each other.
Oh, now you're talking.
Power alliance, but actually pretend like we dislike each other strongly. But then secretly at like 3 a.m., we'll just meet up in the diary room and make crazy plans just to get everyone out.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Anyway. we will be back weekly.
Yes, we will.
Natalie and I are in the same program.
Yes.
In the third semester here. So we'll be back weekly with your Big Brother fix. It'll be very interesting to see what happens on Wednesday and Thursday.
No, it's changing now. It's Tuesdays because of football. So it's, I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday,
Sundays.
Oh,
Big Brother's got it figured out. They're smart.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sundays, I believe. I don't know. I know for sure it's on tonight. Ah!
So we'll be back every Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, we'll be back when we're back.
And we will get you all hooked up with your Big Brother fix. Predictions and reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. Anyways, it's great to be back.
Yeah, so fantastic. We've missed it a lot.
Remember to follow us on Twitter at realitycheck_KT.
Yes.
Good to be back. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.